everybody. This is Josh Gilinski, your financial quarterback. We're with Mr. Lewis Harvey, a president of Dalbor, which is noted for their quantitative analysis of investor behavior. We will give that report to those of you. It's a 37-page report, breaks down the science of asset allocation, how you can protect yourself from a 40% drop merely by proper allocation strategies. And although there's inherent risk in any equity market, one of the antidotes to fear is through asset allocation. Now, Mr. Harvey, one of the things I want to end our segment with you with is I've been dwelling on what your study means to average investors. And I don't know if you've thought about this. I'd actually love for one of your QAIBs, maybe next year's, to reference this, because I would love for you guys to study the impact of life change in this, what an investor really gets. And here's what I mean by that, and feel free to quote me, you know, in your next report. So I was on the radio with this guy, and he offered this, and this is the whole purpose of our study. I've been thinking about the compound interest curve. And what I mean by that is, you know, for those listening, is if the average investor is getting usually about 50% what the stock market makes because of fear and greed, is it not just fear and greed, but is it also, and I know there are other factors, life cycle changes? For example, everyone in the U.S. is indoctrinated with the notion that they need to pay for their kids' college tuition, right? So typically, any investment, I don't care what investment you're talking about, has a 10-year cycle where it's really the returns are pretty flat, or maybe 2, 3, or 4%. Could be almost any investment. It's usually not that good. But then the next 10 years of compounding gets a lot better. And then the final 10 years in a 30-year cycle, from year 20 to year 30, is really when you see the most powerful influence of compounding. But at right about in the middle of the compound curve for most people, because they start working in their 20s, they start saving in their 30s, and their kids go to college sometime between when they're 45 and 50, that's right in the middle of the compound interest curve. They take a bunch of money off the table, or they stop saving. So I think paying for kids' college may be just as negative on what an investor really generates in return than actually fear and greed. Any comments on that, like life cycle changes?
Oh, very definitely. I think the suggestion that we do some more work on that area is a good one. And we will. We're definitely going to be moving into that area.
Because I think college planning is hurting compounding.
It certainly is. It certainly is hurting compounding. I'll tell you what we've done in the past that illuminates this to some extent. One is you're 100%. We're in 100% agreement that life cycle changes risk tolerance, meaning that, and one of the things we've seen is through the years, an investor who, you know, just got out of college, just entered the workforce, tends to be risk averse. They're unfamiliar with the volatility of the market. After a few years, they become more familiar, they become more risk tolerant. They get married, they're scared to death, it moves in the other direction. So one's risk tolerance keeps changing based on life events. You've got a kid, the college thing comes into play, it changes. The kid gets out of college, and all of a sudden, you know, you become an aggressive investor again. So yes, that is happening, but simultaneously, Josh, no man is an island. Many things are happening to that individual all at the same time. So, yes, you've got the fear and greed underlying the whole thing, but as different events occur, different purposes, we call them, we change our investment sort of posture. If we're saving to buy a home, we have a different posture than the idea that you're creating wealth for your kids. It's different from the basics for retirement and the fear that you're going to be able to outlive your income. So each of us have simultaneously got different kinds of postures, all of which affect the returns that one earns. And on balance, it's very hard to figure out what the right number is. However, there's a way to and a need to stay tuned with whatever investment strategy that you have. So,
but based on that study, though,
based on your study, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If the market's getting between 7 and 8% over a true 20-year time period, right? And investors are letting their fear and greed, and then their life changes dictate their asset allocation. They're really watering down their returns significantly.
Yes.
Because not only are they letting fear and greed take over, they're letting their life circumstance take over, where if their goal was to generate the most money possible, what they could do is defer things like paying for their college. So in that example, instead of you paying cash for your child's college tuition from 18 to 22, and then if you have three kids, that's 12 years taken out of compounding, it would be better to have kahunas of steel and do it from year one to year 30, never touch the portfolio, and then in year 30, pay off your kids' college debt. Now, they may be out of that. But it'd be better to have that bargain so you could get compounding. Because if you have 7% compounding, say you have $500,000 compounding at 7% for 10 years, you got $1 million. Then your million, the next 10-year cycle goes to $2 million.
Yes.
Then the next 10-year cycle goes to $4 million. I don't think the investor class really understands compounding, and that's intentionally watering down the returns.
Yes, it is definitely watering down the returns, and investors probably need help in that area. This is you're now moving into an area, I think, that very few investors would get up one morning and begin to figure out what the compound rate of return is on the differentiated rates of the various investment vehicles. It's not your Sunday morning conversation for most.
Yeah, this is Josh Jelinski, your financial quarterback, with Mr. Lewis Harvey, president of Dalbar. And as we end our segment with Mr. Harvey, Lewis, do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners, things they need to realize as you go for about 30 seconds?
Yeah. Well, my other passion is that of the role of the fiduciary and being able to trust the advisor that you use. I've alluded many times to the notion in this conversation that, you know, investors need help, and that's a really important part of the overall equation. And one should seek help from, you know, trusted investment advisors.
Yeah, that's a great point, and one that, you know, maybe we have you on again in about a month to talk about the role of the fiduciary, and especially a lot of the developments there with fiduciary standard, all that stuff, suitability, et cetera, and what that means for the average investor. So thank you so much, Mr. Harvey. Hopefully to have you on again. Lewis Harvey, president of Dalbar. And for those of you who liked what you heard Mr. Harvey say, you want the complimentary quantitative analysis of investor behavior report. It's a 37-page report. They've been so gracious to allow us to give it away for those of you who call my office at 888-988-JOSH. When we return from the break, I'll be taking your calls all hour. We got about 20 minutes left. So, folks, it's imperative that you call us if you have any questions on stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, maybe on what this report means for you, maybe on your asset allocation. Maybe your asset allocation is just a bunch of funds and you're trying to throw darts at a dartboard. You will do no better than the monkeys throwing darts at the dartboard, according to that John Stossel 2020 thing you did a while back. So pick up the phone, give my office a call, 888-988-JOSH. Get the quantitative analysis investor behavior report for 2013, and call us during the break to get on with me, Josh Jelinski, your financial quarterback. It's never too late to get a second opinion on your wealth. A lot of people get a second opinion on their health, but rarely do they get a second opinion on their wealth. So give us a call. We will open the phone lines after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
We are back. This is Josh Jelinski, your financial quarterback, and the special giveaway of the hour is the 2013 Quantitative Analysis of Investor Behavior that Mr. Lewis Harvey helped bring to the forefront as president of Dalbar. I was giving you 9 tips for retirement planning. These are simple, pithy truths like, number one, one retirement plan does not fit all. Number two, proper financial planning is about timing. Now, not timing the market, but timing the disbursements. According to Mr. Greg Gagne, boomers need to learn that they are leaving the accumulation phase of their life and will now be focusing on 3 things: asset protection, sustainable income, and distribution. Essentially, the decumulation of their assets over the next 30 plus years. And we talked with Mr. Harvey about life cycle investing, meaning that things change in your life. And when you change from the accumulation to the distribution stage, different things than products even that are not necessarily growth oriented, but are more income oriented, are important. So if you want a decumulation plan, not just a rate of return plan, if you're all your advisors focus on is rate of return, you're not properly prepared for decumulation. If you want a decumulation strategy, feel free to call my office at 888-988-JOSH, and we'll give you the next 4 final tips after this question from Brianna. Go ahead.
Yes,
you're on
morning.
With Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
Good morning, Josh. A pleasure to talk to you. Enjoying your program
you.
As usual. In the past, I've heard you make mention of a legal document that protects one's property from lawsuits. I would just like to know what document you're referring to. I do have a revocable trust, but I'm being told that that document does not protect one's assets.
Yeah, I would agree with that because now we're not attorneys, so we would refer you to an attorney who would give you competent legal advice as directed to your financial plan. And I would even do a webinar with you or a one-hour consultation where I will put together the financial strategy. And the reason why the show is called The Financial Quarterback is we'll work with your accountants, your attorneys, to maximize your estate and increase the efficiency of your plan. Now, a revocable trust, I think maybe I've said this comment, does nothing to protect your assets other than to make things bypass probate and help you in the favorable distribution of your asset. It's a valuable estate planning document. But a lot of people think they've done a revocable living trust and the estate planning is then over. A revocable living trust is a great first step, but it really doesn't shield the estate from certain creditors or taxes. It's still, technically it's more of a tool to have your assets bypass probate. Okay. But it doesn't really help in terms of lawsuit protection and the like. Is that what you were getting at? Like lawsuit
yes.
protection?
Yes. Yes.
Or some people want it, you know, is it going to be protected from a nursing home or any of those other
yes.
things?
Uh-huh.
You know, that doesn't, you know, there are certain tools, long-term care insurance, life insurance with long-term care riders, irrevocable trusts, dynastic trusts, wealth legacy trusts. Those are more the angle that you start want to looking down with financial advisors such as myself, and you can feel free to call my office at 888-988-JOSH. We do act as a critical financial quarterback for those listeners who have significant estates, and they want to make sure they're doing the right thing with their money. And it's important that the accountant, the advisor, the attorney have a financial quarterback to make sure they're all in line. Even this week, had questions from an accountant who didn't even understand what we're doing. And essentially we found out that the client was making a whole lot more money than they thought they were making because the accountant was being penny wise and pound foolish. The accountant was worried with a little capital gains tax. Meanwhile, the client made a significant amount more money than she had did with prior advisors, but was getting a little confused because the accountant, and you got to watch this, people, accountants now are getting into financial business. So they'll often say, well, do you know about this tax you're paying, this tax? And they'll get you all hopped up and angry at your current advisor. And meanwhile, you've made a lot of money with that advisor, but it's not looking at the holistic corpus of what you're worth. It's just narrowing in because you've had that account for 30 years. Little do you know, the accountants now open up a financial advisory practice, and they're trying to sever your relationship. So that's not what I mean by accountant. I mean an accountant who's going to help you with documents that the IRS needs, but you need a financial quarterback to make sure that accountant is working for you and not for some other financial guy. A lot of accountants are now getting into the financial business. Okay.
And I did call your office one day last week, and I must say, a really professional, pleasant group of people to talk with. Even your Toms River, New Jersey office.
Oh, great.
And they did fax me some information and followed up. I just received in the mail yesterday one of your beautiful folders. And I am going to follow through with that and take advantage of your services.
Oh, great. Well, it'll be good to meet with you, Brianna. And also for those of you, We do about four offices in the Tri-State area, but if you live kind of far away, we'll do webinars, we do conference calls, and even some of our associates do house calls. So feel free to call my office at 888-988-JOSH to take advantage of that complimentary review. And thank you so much for your loyal listenership, Brianna, and hope to hear from you soon. Now, after the final break of the hour, I'm going to conclude our discussion of six retirement truths that you as a boomer need to know. And we'll have room for about one more question. So if you have a question for us, give us a call. And this is Josh Jelinski, your financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. To learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
We are back. This is Josh Jelinski, your financial quarterback, with six retirement tips for you. Number one, one retirement plan does not fit all. So be careful about who you listen to for financial advice. They may not have your plan. They may not have your goals. Needless to say, another critical fact when doing retirement planning is the timing and the distinction between accumulating money and decumulating money. And sometimes assets that worked well in the accumulation phase of life work differently when you're decumulating. And point number three, income streams provide security. According to Neil Roback, boomers have extreme insecurity regarding the reality of retiring and making sure their income lasts as long as they do. You want to concentrate on certain retirement income tools which could be guaranteed based on the claims paying ability of insurance companies or et cetera, or municipalities utilizing simulation tools needed on various investment vehicles with industry standard withdrawal percentages. So the you may want to look at income riders, according to Neil Roback. Number four, annuities are not as bad as they thought. They could be a retirement-friendly investment. Unlike their predecessors, boomers are more wary of the stock market than almost any generation before them. This has caused them to actively challenge the conventional wisdom and made them more open to age-old ideas that slow and steady wins the race. The tortoise could beat the hare. And fixed index annuities, fixed income strategies may fit right into their wheelhouse once they understand the benefits, annuities with income riders, etc. And just really being more conservative, like Mr. Harvey talking about asset allocation strategies, which, you know, making sure if you have ETFs that you have proper diversification. And diversification doesn't just mean quantity of funds. It means the quality of the composition of the portfolio as well. Tip number five, portfolios require dynamic and constant maintenance. You are unique because this generation of retirees now is retiring earlier and living longer. This makes it a challenge to constantly review your accounts to make sure your goals are on target. And that's one of the reasons why we offer the no obligation review at 888-988-JOSH. So if you want to make sure that even though the market's coming back up, it's never too late to get a second opinion. And just because the market's done well, we went over this with Mr. Harvey, the average investor made 15%, which was the same as the S&P 500. The average asset allocated person made about 8%. Who would you rather be? Well, everybody says 15. No, because when the market goes down, that person who made 15 is going to lose 30. Person who made 8 might only lose 10. So it depends on what your goals are. But you want to review the composition of your portfolio. Give my office a call at 888-988-JOSH. And I will give you the sixth tip after we're done with this call. We have Marion. Go ahead. You're on with Josh Jelinski.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I will be as short and succinct as possible. I had a lot of debt, so I did file for bankruptcy after several years of trying to set up a budget and pay it off. My problem is that I make about $4,800 a month, and my mortgage plus my condo fees is close to $2,700, a little bit over that. And then, of course, I have my homeowner's insurance. So I'm drowning with the house, and I don't know what my best option is. I'm getting conflicting stories about whether or not I can refinance or sell. I'm being told that I have to wait 7 years after a bankruptcy to sell. I have a daughter who's 5 in a private school, and I'd like to keep her in private school. But the budget is killing me. I can't save for myself. I can't save for her. I'm working part-time in addition.
Yeah, I don't know how you're doing it. I guess what they mean is it's 7 years until you can get a new mortgage. So if you sell your current house, which it seems like you need to, you got to pick your priority. If it's private school, you got to sell the house based on what you're telling me. But I would also say, where are you going to be able to rent and at what price will the new rental be? You know, for example, if you pay about $2,800 a month in homeowners insurance, property tax, and mortgage, you got about $2,000. If You can rent a place for $1,200 a month. Now you have about, you know, $3,600 that you didn't have before. So, I mean, now you have $3,600, not $2,000. So you have about $1,600 net gain per month. So that's going to really help free up your cash flow. So there's a lot of considerations. One, you want to check where are you going to be able to rent from? Do you know who to rent from? You know what, at what cost, or no, not yet?
Yes, I can rent for about half in the area that I'm.
Okay, well, that's your answer then.
Okay. You know? But then it is about 7 years.
Unless you can refinance your mortgage or do a loan modification and cut your monthly nut. You know.
I didn't think that I was eligible to do that after a bankruptcy because I thought of looking into the.
No, you can do a loan modification. Typically, though, you have to not. You know, typically though, banks won't talk to you until you've missed 3 months of payment, which is a little difficult. To do and not advisable, but you know, they are offering some modifications, so you want to maybe check on that. And it seems like the easy answer is sell the house, and if you can rent for half of the monthly nut and your goal is to, you know, send your daughter to private school, I mean, that's your answer, you know, because cash flow is killing you right now. And you can't save, so if there's a crisis that happens, you probably don't have the proper amounts of life insurance, probably don't have the proper amounts of disability insurance. So if you get disabled or you're dead, your daughter's screwed, you know? So, I mean, I'm just giving you some ideas here, but it's the importance of having a holistic plan, though. So, you know, you could, you know... feel free, you know, after the, you know, the hour to call, you know, one of my associates could help you, you know, kind of battle, you know, what you're going through, do a cash flow analysis and see what the right tact is for you. Okay, Marion, any other follow-ups to that?
No, thank you so much. I am going to call your office. Have a great day.
You too. And I hope you all have a wonderful and blessed Sunday, enjoying this beautiful weather we've been having. And for those of you who wanted to know the sixth retirement tip, staying educated is key. You need to be informed. The more information you have to educate yourselves, the more informed and comfortable you'll feel when making a choice for your retirement. This ties right into creating an income stream and to learn decumulation strategies to pensionize your nest egg. Maybe you're retired. Maybe you're looking at dealing with estate taxes, charitable planning, retirement planning, whatever it might be. Give my office a call. 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-5674. If you call us within the next 3 minutes, you get a free copy of Ed Slott's book, The Retirement Savings Time Bomb, and how to defuse it. If you have a large IRA, large estate, you're concerned about income taxes and estate taxes eroding your portfolio, give our office a call at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-5674. If you call us in the next 3 minutes, you'll get a free book. 888-988-JOSH.